grounds, the cemetery grounds, and there are a number of interesting spots around here, and we have put out quite a lot of markers. Mm-hmm. And we built a gazebo in the cemetery grounds, which was quite a project. Took us quite some time to do. And getting the right kind of sign up over the cemetery grounds. So, mm-hmm. so many of the things we had to work on quite a long time before we got them done. And just recently we have gotten new showcases in the museum, and that is something else we've been working on for a long time, because we've had so many artifacts and things that we wanted to display mm-hmm. that we've had to keep in the background until we had a place to display them. So that is our most recent accomplishment. Oh. A renovation of the museum in order to make room for these things, you know, for the new cases, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
I went by there.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. We've had some most interesting programs, the Historical Society. And when we were 10 years old, we had a program on the at our annual meeting on the society itself rather than the history of the area. And it was most interesting. Mm-hmm. I think we're about 16 years old now. I'm not positive.
You've been active in it since it was
from the beginning, uh-huh. I wasn't one of the very first members, but mm-hmm. I did attend the first annual meeting. I was a member by that time.
Mm-hmm. See, did you know, going back to your father's parents, did you know what sort of work they did? Did they work turpentine too?
No, they had a mill, and they also had a grist mill. They had a lumber mill, and they had a grist mill. My daddy used to float logs down the river, and in his youth. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But my father, after he came to this, to Port St. Joe, was in turpentine business. Mm-hmm. And Joe, whose family has lived for a long time at Overstreet, mm-hmm. was in this with him in the beginning. Not very long, because I remember when I was a very small child that he was no longer here. But it was only for a short period that they were together in this business. And I know that the Lord took care of us as children, because there were rattlesnakes all over this place. See, it was not built up. Uh-huh. There was a commissary, and there were houses for the mostly Negroes, you know, who mm-hmm. worked. And after the town began to build up, it was still sparsely settled, you know. Mm-hmm. And there were rattlesnakes all over this place, and every kind of a snake, and we just walked all over them. We picked berries in the woods, and we paddled around in the ponds. And there were two branches. I don't know if you understand. There was just streams of water, you know, that we had to mm-hmm. cross. We wade through to go to my daddy's turpentine place. Mm-hmm. And as small children, we did that quite a bit. And we used to watch them build barrels, you know, to mm-hmm. send the stuff away in. And I used to love to do that. And I used to hear thunder in the heavens, and it sounded to me just like those barrels rolling around. But we many times we're just in a very few feet of huge alligators, and we never thought anything about it. Didn't think about being frightened. Of course, mm-hmm. we didn't want to step on a snake. We avoided them, but they were all over the place. It's just a marvel that none of us were ever bit.